All right. Welcome again, everybody. This is 517 Redeemed. Let's go ahead and get into this next segment and kind of a bit of a beginning before I even start the new series here. Go ahead and give a bit of an explanation as what we're about to get into. Coming up, we got this new series called The Heavenly Currency. And I just want to go ahead and give you guys some ways to be able to make heavenly transactions to bring heaven down on earth and make it a reality for yourself. And part of that series is going to be the most important part of that is who you surround yourself with. That's number one. But before I do start that series, just want to go ahead and throw that out there for you guys, give you something to look forward to. We got the first episode getting ready to get released here Tuesday. We're going to get back to the regular times of releases. But I do want to go ahead and start talking about what's been going on around the world and remind everybody that it's very important that we guard our hearts, right? As the Bible says, it is the wellspring of life, right? Guard your heart. You know, we have a lot of things being spread around the world about this new phantom boogeyman, this disease, that disease, or bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news galore. Bad news everywhere, right? Everything there for the sole purpose of to get you in fear and to get you thinking about something other than the wonderful God life that God has given you and what it is that God wants to do for you. Okay? So every time we turn on the news, there's something bad. You know, my solution to that, turn off the news. Okay? But I don't want to make this so much about the news. I do want to shine a little bit of a light on the issue of a lot of shootings has been taking place and stuff like that. You know, we got a lot of great campaigns going on to encourage people to stop the violence and stop the gun violence and let us have a respect, more respect for life itself, right? I'm one of those. If you can tell already that I'm very pro-life, not just pro-life when it comes to abortions. I'm pro-life when it comes to everything that God has created. If you listen to any of my releases, right? So the main thing is we're talking about, you know, a lot of this gun violence, right? These things that we've been hearing in the news. And my whole thing is that we're always very reactionary. We're very reactive when it comes to after the fact, trying to come up with solutions and trying to come up with things that don't seem to work for everybody. And my idea and my belief is that we need to become a people that is very proactive concerning these issues. What are we going to do that is a real solution that prevent these type of things from happening? Now, and one of my prayer sessions, you know, I came up with the idea, and I believe that it was a God idea, that we as the people of God, the people who are the standard, the moral standard in this world, who are called to be salt and light, if we are truly doing our jobs, if we're truly walking by the Spirit, you know, living in the Spirit, keeping in step with the Spirit, you know, there are individuals with that type of stuff on their mind before they walk up into school. That person should have been confronted and been given the love of God, right? That person should have been given a different type of thought in that particular moment. Like, I sit there and I try to understand, okay, the person's experience before they even make that type of decision that they're going to go up and shoot up some school, right, where there's a bunch of children walking around. Ain't got nothing to do with anything at all whatsoever concerning their own life. And the whole thing of that matter is, to be honest with you, I really don't believe the story. I don't believe in the propaganda. At the end of the day, I look at the legislations being made. You know, why is there all of a sudden so many different these type of things happening and taking in place when it's time for them to make a decision based on some kind of legislation that fits their agenda? But that's neither here nor there. That's not what this thing is about. Let's keep it what it's about then. My whole point is that if we, people of light, right, people who are truly loving and caring, and we are truly reaching out to people and truly praying for people, how many of us can truly say that we have saved many lives in the way that we actually gave some good news to somebody that was getting ready to go shoot something up? You see what I'm saying? It's like it's like that whole mindset, the cliche mindset that, you know, God helps those that helps themselves type of thing. We have become a people that want to help those that can give us something in return. We want to help those whom we deem worthy of the help, or we want to help those who are on the right track or something like that. You know, we don't really want to get in these trenches. We don't really want to go. And when it comes to our own safety, of that matter, in jeopardy, we don't want to associate with a certain type of individual. You know, and when you really look at the ones who really changed history, when you look at the ones who really made a difference in this world, rather, you know, they went into them trenches. They went and confronted certain people, you know, who can really, you know, be the difference maker, and whether that person, you know, lived to see today or tomorrow. You know, they took a gamble. They stepped out on faith. And as a result of it, that person was changed forevermore. And that person went out and became something great and mighty in this earth and used mighty for God. There's many stories like that. I can give you a whole lot of stories concerning that type of testimony. And sometimes then I just sit back and I wonder, you know, what it would be like if we were all not so busy on the hustle and bustle, on the A and B, A to B type of mentality. Oh, I got to go here. I got to go do that and this and this and that and the third. And so wrapped up when it comes to our life, when we truly, right, begin to, and I'm going to say worry about, but pay attention to somebody else's livelihood, and we begin to pay more attention to somebody else's mental health, right, for that matter. Because at the end of the day, a lot of people around us is only a couple of decisions away, or should I say a couple of events away from blowing it like that. You know, and sometimes, you know, we can be that difference maker, you know, not only by the way we treat them, but, you know, by the way we don't treat them. You know, we just let them go. It's like, yo, just that one high or that one bit of good news could be the difference maker. You know, let's just think, what if somebody actually told that person about Jesus? What if somebody, and I'm pretty sure that person probably got hungry sometime before he went up into that school or before he loaded up the gun. You know, it probably went up into like some store to grab a Pepsi or something. I don't know, maybe a rock star or more, whatever it is. What if somebody offered to pray for that person? Would that person still be of the mindset to go and do such a thing? You see, we have become a people that's just been so focused on everything it is that we can get, right? And then when it comes to, you know, when it's all said and done and the decisions have been made, we think of things, legislations that need to be passed, and all this is and that. This is the answer, you know. Let's stop the gun violence. Yes, that is the answer, but how do we get there? Do we get there just by, let's go ahead and make it illegal for anybody to carry a gun? No, this is a heart issue. This is not a legal issue. It's a heart issue. You can make it illegal for people. People going to find their way to make guns. And if the gun's an issue, you're going to be having somebody walking around here with some samurai swords or some shanks or something. It ain't the guns that's the problem. This is a heart issue. You know, and I believe personally, what type of atmosphere are we cultivating here in our society? You know, every time we look, is something that produces fear, something that produces negativity. News about this disease, that war, economy's all jacked up, housing jacked up. People need some good news in their life. People need hope. People need to feel like that they are cared for, they're worthy, or they count, they matter. I'm not saying that we need to go out there and just completely save the world, but there is a little bit of something that we can do, each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. How many times on that straight to B, because we got to go A to B, our life is so busy, all right? How many times have we passed up somebody? Obviously, they look less than fortunate. Obviously, they look like they can use some type of help. Obviously, they're hungry or something. How many times we just passed them on by? We got it. See, the one thing is for certain is that when I got it, I at least offer. See what I can do for the person. I'm not perfect by any means. There's a whole lot more that I should have been done over the course of my life. But with this type of mindset and this type of understanding, I try to make sure I offer. I never go inside of a store and I see somebody sitting by the store and they obviously asking for some money. I'm not going to come out the store with something just for myself. You see what I'm saying? That right there could be the very difference that can get a person thinking differently. They see someone like me, right? I'm at peace. I'm well within myself. They see the light. And go inside the store, a whole lot of other people just been making excuses, saying, and you know, ain't really got to ask for it. I offer it. For some people, that right there is just enough to think that, you know what? What type of person that I become? Do I want to continue to be this type of person? You know, I'd rather be that type of person. I'd rather be on that side, helping other people. You see what I'm saying? Like, before a lot of us, let us think for a moment. Let us think for a moment and ask ourselves, before we decided to become the type of people, no matter what level of success, no matter where it is we at in life, or where it is we want to go in life, before we made that decision, that's what we wanted to be, or that's what we wanted to become. Did it just all automatically just appear in our head? No, we saw an example of it. And we said to ourselves, you know what? That's what it looks like, what I want to be. We got to see it. And sometimes, you know, exposure is the difference. Sometimes exposure is the difference. Sometimes all it takes is that we go and expose people to something different. A lot of people may not get a whole lot of kindness in their life. And sometimes kindness goes a long way for some as far as what their next decision is going to be in life. Now, nobody's going to sit here and be flawless in their decision making. Some people make the wrong decision. Some people get down on their luck. But that doesn't mean that they deserve to stay there, down on their luck. You know, the people that decide to go ahead and shoot something up as some type of solution to whatever problem they have going on in their mind. A different type of exposure could have created a different type of solution. Fill their heart with some hope rather than some hopelessness. Because you look around the world, it's nothing but bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. There is no surprise if there's somebody that feel like all hope is gone. No surprise. Because there is no hope being cultivated. There's no hope being talked about. There is no good news. It's nothing but bad news. It's the reason why I myself, I don't really listen to the news. I don't watch the news. But I'm aware of what's going on. How so? Everybody's talking about it, but not even that is that, you know, I have a prayer life and very in tune. I'm not saying that I'm flawless in it, but I am definitely in tune, you know, and I myself guard my heart and I guard my mind with the amount of negativity that I'm listening to. If it's nothing but bad news, I myself need good news. You know, life ain't always great. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we as people in this land should not and need not to add more bad news. You know, because this is a source of news. It's called the news. There's tons of great things happening in the world. Why aren't we aware of those? Why aren't we reporting on those? You know why? Because the enemy, the devil himself, that uses that as a channel, he needs everybody to be operating in fear. It needs every, because the thing about fear is, right, it'll lower your immune system. What do we got going on right now? More scares when it comes to disease and all that other stuff, right? Sicknesses. Lower your immune system, you don't have an immunity against that. You can't, your body can't protect against that. Fear lowers your immunity. A bunch of bad news lowers your immunity. Your mental health will also lower your immunity. The amount of stress going through your brain, it brings stress on your body, and it makes you more susceptible to things like cancer. You know, these are things, it's a major crazy cycle going on here, right? And then you become more susceptible to what? The health center, the health system. You know, they can't make no money if people ain't sick. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, what do we have going on coming up? There's a decision being made of whether or not if we're going to turn the whole healthcare system and decision making to a one world government called the WHO, the World Health Organization. Look at all these different things. See, look at the legislations. Don't follow what it is that they just presenting to you. Look at the legislation. I look at that. And when I look at that, I'm not going to say this is what's fail-proof for me, but when I look at that, I automatically question what is the true agenda. I cannot take what it is they claim the agenda is at face value. Based off of their history, I cannot trust them. Now, what I can do is I can pray and hope for the best of them and give them the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise. I can do that. But their track record has not given me any reason to have confidence in it. See, the Bible says it's better to put your hope and trust in God rather than man. You see, that is the problem. We have put our faith, hope, and trust in man. We put our faith, hope, and trust in voting. We put our faith, hope, and trust for some man or woman to go out and represent us, to go place their votes for us on behalf of us. And we call that democracy. That's not democracy. Now, I could see if we all voted and then they went based off that vote and placed a vote on that. But they going to go ahead and they're going to make the decision on our behalf, claiming to represent us. And that matter what, I mean, come on, that's questionable at best. Anybody with an agenda can go any other way talk claiming that they're representing you. And we're not in agreement as far as with the way you're voting. And that's not where we need to be going about it. But my whole main point is this, is that always look at what the legislation is trying to become. Don't trust the news so much. Yes, there's a lot of bad things happening in the world. It's been like that since the world existed. Since the world existed, something bad happened, okay? Ever since since after they ate some fruit in that garden, a bunch of bad things been happening. This is nothing new. I'm not saying that we shouldn't care. We should obviously care, but we should not warp our worldview and our whole life based on what it is they're feeding us in the news. What we need to be doing is what it is that I've suggested. You know, not only do we need to be praying, because a lot of us is praying. We have that down pat. Us in the church, we good. We pray. But when it comes to hitting it before it actually hit, we don't do a good job about that. We don't do a good job about that. You know, sometimes we're just too busy in order to see, not only see what the Spirit is saying, we're just so focused on us, you know, what it is that we can get out of every situation and circumstance, to where our alignment with the Holy Spirit has to do with what it is we get out of the situation. So if we're completely in alignment and we're completely aware with what's going on, you know, in the kingdom of God, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? How can we pass by someone that is on their way or not at least getting ready to plan to be on their way to go shoot up a school? How can that be possible? And I'm using this hypothetically because, like I said, I don't really believe all the stories. I don't believe all the stories. Just all of a sudden, there's just some chain of events that just happen unrelated within each other on a path to making some legislators try to change gun laws. I don't believe all the stories. I'm just going to let y'all know that right off the bat. I don't. But at the same time, I use these as hypotheticals to try to give a very, very important perspective and a very important message. We as people, there's something about us that need to change. There's a heart issue here. There's a heart issue because those situations do exist in reality. Whether or not what's true on the news or not, those circumstances and situations do exist. There are people that do go on with evil in their heart, wicked intentions, going out to go do something very evil. And there are a lot of victims as a result of it. So we as people, whether we are in the same neighborhood as it's happening or we are crossing paths, we should be able to extend some type of different exposure, right? Where light comes in the darkness. When the light comes, the darkness disappears. Or where there's hatred, the love comes in, right? And it's no longer hatred. Because sometimes, you know, people are just, they're just fed up. They've had enough. And sometimes that's just what it's about. And sometimes, you know what, look, if people have it in their heart, you can make this claim. You can make this this point. Some people, you just can't convince them otherwise. But that doesn't mean that we don't be us. That doesn't mean that we don't be what we're supposed to be and do what we're supposed to do. Because 9 times out of 10, and remember, 9 times out of 10, there's only one. That's a very small, small ratio there as far as it not working. A very small ratio. Because at the end of the day is that we cannot make the decision based off of the times that it doesn't work. We make the decision based off of cultivating a type of society. And in the long run, right? The types of hearts in the people that it produces and the type of mindsets that it produces in the long run. Because no amount of legislation is going to change somebody's heart and mind. There's plenty of lawbreakers in this world. Ain't no law stopping nobody from doing evil. Now, but I will tell you this, a whole lot of kindness. And a whole lot of care and a whole lot of love is stopping a whole lot of people from doing evil. Like, for instance, I give you an example. If somebody broke and poor and they hungry and they starving, right? You know, even in the Bible, it talks about, you know, people who steal, you know, and if they're, you know, they have stolen because they are poor and they hungry, you know, let them go ahead and work, you know, so that way they can have something. To do what? To be able to help those who are also poor. And it wasn't their situation. So that way, not only that they themselves don't steal anymore, they can help somebody else not to steal. Do you see the solution there? The solution, you know, isn't just about the fact that stealing is wrong. The solution is that we need to be helping those who are less fortunate so they don't have to steal. You see, if somebody was out there hungry, they're like, man, my stomach is, you know, some people really get that hungry. You know, it's very hard for people to think right, think about the right things, and even make the right decisions when you're dealing with that type of hungry, right? It's the beast instincts that kicks in. The beast instincts. You know, a lot of animals, they only hunt and kill because they're hungry. You know, it's a beast instinct. You know, a lot of us, let's keep it real, we don't really know what it's like to be hungry. We go about a day at most, at best, hungry, and we call that hungering. A lot of us have not experienced what it truly feels like to starve. You see what I'm saying? Like, some people, it's really that serious. Like, it gets to a point where they can't really think right. All they know is that their body is hungry. So they don't make the right decisions. Then it takes somebody to come, hey, get that person a plate to eat, and all is right with the world. You know, now they could think about their next move and make a better decision for that day. I'm not saying that, you know, their whole situation is not their fault. You know, a lot of cases it is, but that's not the fact of the matter. The fact of the matter is we're trying to prevent crime. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like that there. You know, you see somebody on the streets and they're hungry. You know, before they're going to go and try to go steal or try to do something to harm somebody else in order to fulfill their stomach, we're going to go ahead and give them a plate. Not only for that reason, because it's the right thing to do. We actually truly care about that person. It's not just the victim. We don't even want that person to have to resort to having to steal. So we take that same mentality, and this is a whole lot easier than doing just that. It's just kindness. Just love, just respect, just offering some prayer. And that right there could have been the very difference in the lives of many still being here on this earth. You know, a lot of us have this mentality like, okay, it's a distant thing. You know, it ain't at my doorstep, so it don't really matter. Or it's not in my neighborhood, so it doesn't matter as much. But I'm going to go ahead and just pray for the people. Yeah, prayer goes a long way, but action goes a whole lot more. You know, you can't pray and have no actions. Yeah, God answers prayer, but he uses people to answer it in a lot of cases. So it's like we can't just talk about believe God for it, but we do absolutely nothing to be the answer and be the change. You know, I mean, God does change his people's hearts. But there are a lot of people who are blind to the fact or have no concept or reality at all about the existence of God, or can't even get, or should I say, they're completely closed off due to their experiences, and all it takes is for them to experience someone walking in that exposure. That's all it takes, exposure. Just think the type of things that go through that type of person's mind. Like, how hated do you have to truly feel to where you got so much hate in your heart, so much malice, to where you just go and just do that to a bunch of kids? That's worse than giving up on life. That's worse than giving up on life. Because it's one thing to give up on your own life. It's a whole other thing to give up to the point where you just, like, screw all life. Some kids. But like I said, I use this as a hypothetical, man. Like, just be very careful what goes through your ears and into your mind. Make sure you stay sober and vigilant. That's what the scripture tells us. Sober-minded and vigilant. That doesn't just mean be sober from drugs and alcohol, okay? Be sober-minded. Let's make sure you, what it is you're entertaining in this mind. Because what it is that gets entertained in our minds isn't always true. Make sure we're not manipulated and controlled based off, I'm going to say it even though I'm using a hypothetical, based on hypotheticals or based off false news or propaganda. But at the same time, I'm using that because we, as God's people, we as God's children, we as the salt and light here on the earth, we got to be better. We got to do better. We definitely got to do better. Even myself, as I'm saying this, I say we, I'm included. I got to do better. Got to do better. Because there's a lot of places that I can think of right now. And there's a lot of people that I personally believe that just exposure can go a long way. Exposure. We ain't got to be no friends. We ain't got to build. It ain't got to be all like that. Some people really try to make it about that. Oh, I don't want to blah, blah. No, just exposure, man. A lot of these people, they don't have the exposure. They're not exposed to kind. A lot of people just in survival mode. We want to help them to realize that life is so much more than just that. And it can be enjoyed outside of just that. You know how people have, they say that it takes a village. You know how they use that in a lot of ways, they say it in a cliche way. But it's like that, and more so than just raising a child. And stopping the violence. It takes a village. It is a culture. It's a culture. What is the heart? What is the thermometer of the culture? You see, we got a lot of people outcasted, a lot of people that don't matter. They feel unworthy. You know, not everybody's dealing with the same news that we're all being bombarded with the same exact way. Not everybody's circumstance and experience is exactly the same. But it is very similar in the way we go about our A to B business. You know, just pass on by. Or you get a little high. You know. But at the same time, us who are to be light and the salt of the earth, are we truly offering compassion? Are we only offering compassion to those we just see on a corner? You know, there's people who don't look less fortunate. They can seriously use some prayer. We have no idea what it is that they're going through behind closed doors. We don't know what their home life is like. They can use some prayer. They can use some love. You know, that particular decision could sit there and go a long way as far as whether or not that person's going to go ahead and get jacked up on a bunch of prescription medication and probably overdose. It really comes down to just one decision at a time. You know, it's a chain action, a chain reaction. And we want to be at the forefront of positive chain reactions and not just be reactionary and be reactive when it comes to negative chain reactions. We want to be at the forefront. We want to be proactive. Amen. So God bless y'all. Thank you so much for your time. And I hope this was more of a blessing, even though it was kind of a little bit of a rant, but at least gave what I believe to be a solution. And I pray and I hope that this could encourage love, encourage to be a blessing, encourage to be the solution instead of complaining and just conversating about the issue and never coming to a conclusion for a solution. Amen. So go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer. Pray a blessing over everybody. Hallelujah. Precious Heavenly Father, just thank you so much, God, that how you called and you accept each and every one of us. I thank you so much, God, that how much it is that you do love and accept each and every one of us. And because of what Jesus did on that cross, that we are all worthy. That there's not any one of us who is unworthy in any kind of way. Because of what Jesus did on that cross, we are worthy. Now, things may not always go as planned, and things doesn't always work out positively. But, Father God, we thank you so much, God, that all things work out for the good of those that love you and are called according to your purpose, God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, that no matter what it is that you're working it out for our good, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that no temptation that we go through is uncommon. It's all common. We all go through all our different struggles and battles in life, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you show no partiality, Father God, that whatever you do for one man, you will do for the next. And I pray, Father God, with what this great move that you're prepping for everybody for, that we somehow think that it's just going to happen just out of blue, just bam, you're going to do that, and we're not prepping for it. I believe, Father God, that you are trying to get us at the forefront of a positive chain reaction. So bless us, Father God, to be proactive in that, Lord. God, that we don't wait for some major outbreak, some major empowerment to go out and do the impossible. But Father God, it goes based off one decision at a time, that we decide to be kind, we decide to be loving, we decide to be watchful and prayerful. We offer our hand and help, God, to a stranger, to help out a stranger, to entertain stranger, as you said in your words, not for us to forget to entertain strangers. By doing so, without us knowing, we may have entertained angels. It entertains the angels when we entertain strangers, when we help out strangers, when we are loving, we are kind to those that we can't even get anything in return from. And I close out on that statement in this prayer, and I pray, Father God, that as a seed plants good seed in the good soil of our hearts, Father God, and it becomes something great, and that we can be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, we love you. Thank you. Amen.